As we approached, he caught sight and straightened, pausing his work to greet us. He did a double take on his first glance.
"Welcome! What brings such lovely ladies as yourselves into my humble shop?"
"Hello, and what is your name?" I asked, disregarding his question, as I had no answer. Sharn stood behind me, timid.
"I'm Tristram. This is my shop.
I can make whatever you fancy.
What'll it be?"
"It's nice to meet you, Tristram. We are Petra and Sharn, and I should like to procure a sword that you fashion especially for me."
"A sword? For a lady such as you?"
He smirked in amused intrigue while he looked our outfits up and down. For the third time, we had it confirmed that we'd overshot the simple elegance of the common people and were dressed in what was understood as upper-class attire. I think to most of those townsfolk's eyes, we likely appeared to be minor nobility.
"Will that be a problem?"
Tristram shrugged and considered it.
"I've never done it before, but I suppose it is possible. I'd maybe have to adjust the grip on the hilt, widen the fuller a bit."
"No, I don't believe there should be any problem at all.
Hold on."
He raised a hand before turning to his pile of tools.
"Let's test your strength."
He extended the handle of a long hammer. I took it and held it upright with no problem.
"Okay, give it a strike against the iron."
He gestured to the now orange-hot metal laying between us on the anvil's face. I pulled back and swung the hammer down with a grunt. As it collided with the iron, a spray of sparks illuminated the blow. Tristram picked the metal up and examined it.
"Well, okay. I'm impressed."
A grin filled his face, and I sensed him relaxing. I liked the expression I gave him.
"I must ask, though, since I've never had a woman order a blade before, what do you need it for?"
"I travel a lot," I lied. I handed him back his hammer. "You never know who you'll meet on the highways."
"Yes, I've heard tell. Myself, I've never left this town. But it is good here, so I shouldn't complain."
"It really is. I love it," Sharn said through a wide grin. There was a forcefulness in her tone that revealed her uneasiness. I disregarded it. "Maybe we shall have to travel together sometime, and you may see more of your surrounding country," I said.
"I should like that, but I fear it wouldn't be proper. Anyway, I expect the sword will be ready in a week's time. I apologize that I'm fairly busy at the moment, working the iron to do some repairs on the cathedral. Your sword will be 2 silver, unless you wish for anything else."
"No, that will be all. Thank you, Tristram. It has been a pleasure meeting you."